My plane had just landed in a Midwestern city during a record-breaking cold spell, and the pilot welcomed us to the city with a temperature reading that made you want to divert the flight to Florida. Well, at least I had checked the Weather Channel, and I was able to anticipate the ice age, so I brought the appropriate coat and scarf and gloves and layers. As I was waiting for my suitcase in the baggage claim area, I heard someone yell, "Grab those pineapples!" Excuse me? Well, sure enough, there were two couples just returning from Hawaii with beautiful live flowers around their necks. Yeah, and they were wearing short-sleeved shirts and, of course, carrying their box of pineapples. Well, when I hit the wind outside, I was cold, but I was prepared. I can't imagine what happened to the luau bunch. I mean, when they woke up that morning, they probably just said, "Well, it's warm here. I'll just dress for where I am." They were totally unprepared for where they were going. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about dressing for your final destination. Now, Jesus actually told about a man who was very prepared for where he was, but totally unprepared for where he was going. Maybe like you. Luke 12, verses 16 to 20, our word for today from the Word of God. Jesus told them this parable. The ground of a certain rich man produced a good crop. He thought to himself, "What shall I do? I have no place to store my crops." Then he said, "This is what I'll do. I'll tear down my barns and build bigger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods, and I will say to myself, 'You have many good things laid up for many years. Take life easy. Eat, drink, and be merry.'" But God said to him, "You fool. This very night your life will be demanded from you, and then you will get what you have prepared for yourself." Wow. I mean, here's a man who was really dressed for where he was. He had it all. He had his earth security well planned out. But he forgot about where he would be spending most of his future, in eternity. He was totally unprepared to meet God. Someday your heart's going to beat for the last time. And in that unpredictable moment, eternity will begin for you. And at that point, it won't really matter what your title was or your income or your religion or your achievements. All that's going to matter is whether or not you have a personal love relationship with God, a relationship that can, according to the Bible, only be accessed through God's Son, Jesus Christ. And why is that? Because no one can make it to heaven with sin. See, God was supposed to run your life and mine. But over and over we've said, "No, I'll do it, God." The Bible says all of us have sinned. We've fallen short of the glory of God. And in this parable, it says, "I will," three times. That man God called a fool. He just said, "I will, I will, I will." Because of that, God is out of our reach. But we're not out of his. God says, this is love, and this is the Bible speaking. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. In the most incredible act of love you'll ever hear about, the God we defy sacrificed his one and only Son to carry our death penalty for the sinning we did. And now your eternal destination, heaven or hell, depends totally on what you do with the man who died for your sin, Jesus Christ. You can reject him, you can ignore him, or you can reach out to him and say, "Lord, I'm not ready for eternity, but I want to be. I'm facing the fact I've gone my way instead of yours over and over again. And right now I'm putting all my trust in you and your death on that cross for me to remove the sin between God and me and to open the door to eternal life for me." Listen, I want to invite you to go to our website because it's there to help you be sure you have begun a relationship with him. It's anewstory.com. That's anewstory.com. Maybe you've been so focused on where you are now that you've neglected your forever. Yeah, you're one heartbeat away from eternity. Isn't it time you got ready for where you're going to be for such a very long time?